This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Glenn Kennedy of Seattle Mobile. Glenn, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thanks, Donnie.
So, I know we talked this spring about all the things that are happening at Seattle Mobile. First off, for people that may not be familiar, I hear you guys talking about a phablet. What is a phablet?
Right. We have launched now, since we've last spoke, the Uniden UV350 in-vehicle device. And we, at times, will use the term phablet to refer to that it's both a smartphone, as well as a tablet. It's a big smartphone that gets permanently mounted inside of a commercial vehicle. It could be a truck or a bus, or any first responder vehicle, any number of vehicles. But the Uniden UV350 is our in-vehicle solution. And we have launched it since we last spoke with AT&T. We launched back in June, and since that time we've been introducing it to as many customers as we can with AT&T.
Okay, and so when you say you launched it, AT&T is obviously building FirstNet, the nationwide public safety network, in the U.S., and they have certain criteria for certification to be on that network. Are you guys FirstNet ready?
Yes, we are. So we launched with both their AT&T commercial network as well as with the FirstNet network, and our product, for those who understand the bands, it is band 14 compatible on the FirstNet network. So we're real excited about that, and in fact, many of the early customers that we've been speaking with have actually been FirstNet customers, either primary customers or extended primary customers.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, any big contracts of note?
Yeah, in July we actually announced the first big contract, and that was with a school bus organization in the United States, and we're real excited that we are announced that the value of the contract was close to $1 million, and so that was a real big win. We worked with the AT&T team very closely. It was a FirstNet deployment and in a lot of school buses, and we're really looking forward to getting those all installed and out and fully deployed. So it was a real good win for us, and we're real excited about it.
All right. And I see that you all had some news happening this week as well, right?
We did. We announced just yesterday, I guess it was, on the 7th here, earlier this week, that our solution, the Uniden UV350, that two of AT&T's services, applications that they offer to customers, specifically the AT&T Workforce Manager and the AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, is now available and approved for use with our Uniden UV350 device. So we think that that will open up the opportunities to more customers of AT&T's, since those services are, in our opinion, really strong services for the kinds of customers that would also be interested in our device.
All right. I think most people in our audience are familiar with the Enhanced Push-to-Talk. Can you talk a little bit about what Workforce Manager can do for an enterprise?
Yeah, so AT&T Workforce Manager, it's a cloud-based solution, and it's really designed for managing employees or vehicles or assets in the company. And so it will do a variety of things that we mentioned in our press release. You can create wireless forms. You can modify or update job orders. You can do a whole variety of things. In fact, you can even use Enhanced Push-to-Talk directly from within the Workforce Manager app. But you can also do things such as managing workers, clocking in and clocking out, all through the AT&T Workforce Manager application as well. So many of our customers, I know, are interested in those kinds of features, and so we expect that that will be a real good marriage of our device with the AT&T Workforce Manager application solution.
It certainly sounds like a really good combination there. So the APCO show is coming up in just a couple of days. If someone's there, how can they find you?
Yeah, fantastic. We're going to have, myself included, three of us will be there. And we actually are going to have our Uniden UV350 on display in the AT&T booth, and so we'll make sure that we have Workforce Manager and Enhanced Push-to-Talk on display so that people can see it. We'll also be on display in the Motorola Solutions booth with their Push-to-Talk solution that they call Wave as well. So we're looking forward to getting to Baltimore and looking forward to chatting with many customers there.
All right. Well, congratulations on all the announcements, and Glenn, hope to see you in Baltimore next week.
Thanks so much, Donnie. We'll look forward to meeting you too.
Thank you.